Hey, this is Winston Zeddemore, CEO of Zeddemore Industries and member of the original Ghostbuster team. You're listening to Why We Bust, brought to you by the Windy City Ghostbusters and Memoriam Development. We're talking about members in the community and giving back. So suit up, shut your traps, dial in your PKE, and keep busting. Because it still feels good. And before you ask, no, I did not catch the number of that ghost train. Sorry, I missed it.
Hello, everyone. The Windy City Ghostbusters are excited to present the preeminent show focused on the charitable side of ghostbusting. We are meeting the incredible people from all over the world that dress like khaki-covered exterminators, lugging around 30-pound light-up backpacks, all in the name of putting smiles on faces and helping people. You know, we'll find out what makes them tick and hear their take on why we bust. I am your host, Patrick Calvert, and we are broadcasting loud and clear over Twitch and Facebook and YouTube, and as well as we'll be on all of the major podcast apps like Apple, Spotify, and Stitcher. And I do want to apologize to anybody that has been trying to listen on our podcasts. We have not been as diligent about getting everything uploaded and out, but we are getting that back on track. You're going to start hearing Why We Bust every week or two updated on your local preferred podcast app. So keep an eye out there and feel free to like and subscribe as you listen to and enjoy the show. Feel free to leave us a review. And without any further ado, we have a very special guest choosing to stay up a little bit later than normal today. And all the way from the UK, and I believe I'm going to be pronouncing it's Milton Keynes, right? That's how you pronounce your town.
Yeah,
it's Cadet Wilkes. Owen Wilkes, how are you?
I'm good, thanks.
Great, great. You know, Owen, you know, I have, you know, your mother reached out to our show maybe was it 6 months ago or so, and I didn't put together at first either that I had been following you on Facebook and watching your posts on the Facebook Ghostbusters franchises and Ghostbusters fans pages, and I was delighted when I realized who I was talking to, because I think you have been doing such a great job of kind of embodying the spirit of generosity that Ghostbusters have, and I'm excited to have you on the show and welcome.
Yeah, thanks for inviting me. I'm just glad it's summer holidays and not a school day.
Yes, and when does school start?
2 weeks.
Oh, okay. Yeah, out here, yeah. Everything just started a week or two ago, so it's already, you know, back in the full swing of things here in the Chicago area. But yeah, I'm glad you'll have a little bit of time, hopefully, to recover tomorrow, not have to get up too early. But it is 1:07 in the morning out by you. How have you, any tips or tricks to stay up late? How have you been passing the time so far to make it to 1 a.m.?
Well, I've watch Ghostbusters 2. But before I watched that, I watched football, and then just been trying to not fall asleep. So we've just been having the living room light on.
Well, if you like my kids, then you'll be asleep just after a few minutes of listening to me talk. So So hopefully you can manage your way through. But I love that you watch Ghostbusters 2. Is that your go-to within the franchise? Is that your preferred
movie? Yeah, it's my favorite one because my favorite equipment is the slime blowers.
Yeah.
And B is the music that they have in the GB2. It's good.
I actually was listening to a little bit of I heard you were going to be trying to watch Ghostbusters 2. So when I was walking the dogs earlier today, I put on the Ghostbusters 2 soundtrack to get myself in the mood. So I know that I had, you know, this is how old I am. I saw Ghostbusters 2 in the theater, but I had the vinyl of Ghostbusters 2, and had the vinyl LP, and I wore out the Bobby Brown song on there. So what's your go-to song from the Ghostbusters 2 soundtrack?
Probably We're Back.
Oh, that's a, yeah, that is, you know, that is a true fan's pick right there.
I literally have on my phone a cosplay playlist which has a mix of Ghost GB1 and GB2 songs. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I have the same.
Because I don't have a portable speaker with me, I literally just have to have my phone on full blast. So I'm just walking around holding my phone with Ghostbusters music.
I can imagine that. But no, I do the same thing when I'm on my way to a Windy City Ghostbusters event. I've got my playlist for the car, and I tune it to, because I have the Ghostbusters 1 flight suit, and I have the gray Ghostbusters 2, and I was really excited from, there's a, do you know Magnolia Clothiers? Have you seen them? They're a cosplay costume maker, and he has the Ghostbusters 2 khaki that has the special herringbone fabric on it, and I just got that one. So depending on how I'm dressed is which version of my Ghostbusters playlist I'll have on there for our events. But I like that you picked We're Back. I want to say that it's been a little while since I've heard that one, but I'm going to have to put it on as soon as we're done with the show, because I know I also used to like Spirit.
Oh yeah, that's a good one as well. That one's good.
But well, great. I'm glad you watched Ghostbusters 2, and those slime blowers are something else. And I finally saw one in person. One of our Windy City folks, Tony, has a, you know, full size replica of that, and it is massive and looks so heavy. And I really wanted one until I saw someone else wear it. I said, maybe I'll let that be for somebody else.
The funniest thing is that ever since I've watched Ghostbusters 2, I've been literally nonstop saying to my mom, I want a miniature slime blower.
Yeah, that's the way to do
I
it.
I want that because I got the pack for GB1. Yeah. I'm like, I need the slime blower.
Yeah.
And then she's like, Owen, you're going to go turtle mode if you have one on.
I mean, I'll have to ask Tony exactly how much it weighs, but yeah, that is not for the casual Ghostbuster to be throwing one of those on there. Now, maybe if they have an adapt, you know, in Frozen Empire, they had the wrist proton pack.
Oh yeah.
Thing. Maybe we can find it. Yeah, when you're talking mini slime blower, maybe we can find the equivalent of that for a slime blower in one of the upcoming films.
One of my friends, James from the Self-Identity Sea Guys.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, he has one.
Oh, so you've seen it in person too.
Yes, but the funniest thing is we did the New Year's Day parade in London last year for New Year's this last year, and we were told it was going to rain, and we were told no one bring their packs. James brought his slime blower. And the worst part is he had a slimer, almost like a paper mache slimer attached to it. Him and the guys were headed back to the car. Slimer flew off. It broke one of the canopies from the one of the restaurants.
Oh, wow.
And so James, like, slimer was in pieces. James literally told the guys, grab the pieces and run.
Right, I was going to say, it's not like you're dressed in a very inconspicuous way.
They were not staying around.
Yeah.
They were not staying around to explain why the canopy of that restaurant is broken.
Well, you know, Ghostbusters fans are smart, but they're not always known for being practical. So that's I can see that. And just the harness that you carry the slime blower on, I'm sure when that gets soaked with rain, that adds another 5 or 10 pounds to the whole thing. Well, you've seen it in person. You're braver than me, because I said I lost all interest once I saw it in person, how big that thing was. But you know, I'd like to kind of start, because we have a lot that I'd like to cover with you, but I would like to start with the fact that, I mean, it is, first of all, I know how old you are, but let's tell the audience, Owen, you are definitely, I think, the youngest guest that we've had so far. What, how old are you?
I'm 16, but in person, people will say, "Oh, are you 13? Are you 12?" I'll be like, "No, I'm 16. I just got growth issues."
Well, there's going to be
And
a
it
time
was
where
funny
you're going to be
'cause
glad.
I recently just finished my last activity session because I want to be an outdoor activity instructor when I'm older. And one of the ch children who's like 13, but he's like really tall, and said, "You know, you're going to be the size of a 16-year-old the time you're 25." I'm like, "Yeah, probably."
What are you gonna do? What are you gonna do? And there's gonna be a time when you'll be glad that you're looking 10 years younger than you are. But it's so you definitely were born after the main Ghostbuster movies came out there. So what was your introduction? How did you get into this film franchise?
So basically, this guy called Sammy, from the south, from the East Anglia Ghostbusters, he basically, I saw him in his kit, and he was like talking to me like all about Ghostbusters, because I was little, I did not know anything about Ghostbusters back then. And then he started talking about it, and then showing me all of his gadgets from his kit. I was like, I looked at my mom, I'm like, "I need to get into Ghostbusters." So then she decided to buy me the kid's costume of a Ghostbusters, and then the like an inflatable proton pack, and then it just grew from there. And then last year, my mom got in contact with Chris from the Summer of the Sea guys, and she was like, "Can we get a poster for the new film?" And Chris was like, "Why don't we get the Ecto-1 down?" Because Carl, he has a rep, he made a replica of the Ecto-1.
I think I've seen that
So
on
he,
Facebook. That's pretty sweet. So you got into it after seeing the gadgets, which is the appeal to so many folks, are all of the little toys that come with it there. So you tell your mom you need to get into it. Do you start with the first movie? Is that, or do you?
I started with the first movie. I've watched that like three times then, and then I went into the second movie, and then I waited for the Afterlife movie to come out, and then when Chris came over last year for my party, he said, "Do you want to?" He said he'll get two tickets for me and my mum to go to the cast and crew screening
Oh,
in
wow.
London for the Frozen Empire film. So yeah, that
That's
was,
incredible.
yeah, which my teacher at the time wasn't impressed that I was going out of school for that. He was like,
Oh, come
"You should
on.
be going out of school for just that." I'm like, "It's a one a lifetime experience." So yeah, I met
That's
Gil, I met Thimblethard, and I met McKenna. And it was funny because before that, before the cast crew screening, I saw a video on YouTube of the Frozen Empire cast and their favorite ghost from the Frozen Empire film. And I literally saw McKenna, and she said Pukey's her favorite ghost. I was like, pause the video, run downstairs. "Mom, is there a Pukey Funko Pop?" She sized it up, ordered it, took it. I took it to the cast Christine, got it signed by my Kenner Grace.
Oh, that's fantastic. And it has that extra meaning, as you know, that's
So
McKenna's
I
favorite ghost.
literally have it in a display case
Oh, that's
in
great.
my
Now
room.
you have really just been on quite the rocket ride of fandom here, going from zero to 100 real quick. And let's talk a little bit about that screening. What did you anticipate going into it, and was it any different than you thought it would be? You know, because I haven't been to an official,
It was it was completely different because it was all it was just basically a normal day in London. Basically, there was still like people wandering up and down, and then you got these looks like Ghostbusters, and you got these other people like, what is this?
What the heck are you? Yeah.
No, the funniest part was the amount of looks that we all got because of all of these Ghostbusters who also cosplay, these guys who also cosplay as Ghostbusters, just gathering at this one building, and these got this rat and these like normal like everyday people in London, mm-hmm. just like, what on earth is happening? Like, you're getting these looks. And it's so funny. Just yeah. like everyday people just like going about their day, and then you just see these people in Leicester Square mm-hmm. just gathering by this building, which was the cinema. It was funny.
Yeah. And then, you know, there is something, you know, it's you have to laugh. As I never cosplayed until I joined the Windy City Ghostbusters. So mm-hmm. until my first day volunteering with the group, I had never put all the gear on. I've got the pack, I got the jumpsuit and the boots, but I never put it all together. And one thing, have you ever done a parade?
We did the New Year's Day parade.
Oh, yeah, you already mentioned that yeah. when we talked about that. But it's so, you know, when we do the parades, I try and park my car close to the end of the parade, because I know my feet will be hurting by then. So I'll park it closer to the end, but then I've got to walk all the way to our starting thing. Mm. And I'm walking, you know, a mile and a half through regular people's neighborhoods or down their main street, who have no idea who I am. And I've just got the giant proton pack on that looks like could be a flamethrower, and wearing military boots. I'm just, you know, in the United States, you expect the police are going to be called on you at any moment, as people can get a little bit rattled that something might be not as safe as it can be. So I always get a little worried when I'm by myself walking in my full gear that someone might not know what I'm doing.
Yeah, one of my funniest encounters was almost recently. I met Mark Davies from Harry Potter and Star Wars and that.
Oh yeah,
at a Comic Con. And I was wearing my full gear proton pack as well. And he did a Q&A, a question and answer. And I asked, and I went up to the mic, and he was like, what's your name? I said, Cadet Wilkes. And he said, is that a hoof on your back? I'm like, no. I was like,
That is, and you just keep encountering just all these crazy celebrities in your
head. Yeah.
Have you seen Warwick Davis in, Life's Too Short with Ricky Gervais?
No. I've only seen him in Star Wars and Harry Potter.
Okay. At some point you might want to, if you want to laugh, that and I'm not, and I'm saying this, it's been a few years since I've seen it, so I don't know how appropriate all of it is, but it's I always thought it was a very, very funny show. If you want to check that out sometime. But let's talk a little bit about, you know, there's something that we have found on our show, Owen, that I just am always fascinated by the just how natural it comes for folks that are taking on the role of a Ghostbuster or cosplaying a Ghostbuster, however you want to view it. And just the way that it's drawn towards charity and the way that they view it as, this is something for the community and I'd like to give back to the community. And you have been no different on that side of things. Could you talk to me a little bit about, and it does sound like your introduction to Ghostbusters came from someone that is, you know, with the franchise and gives back to the community. What was your experience there? How did you kind of get yourself started in terms of, you know, fundraising and choosing a cause?
So basically, I have this heart condition called Noonan syndrome. And basically, my mom knew Dawn, which is the head of this charity called the Henry Allen Trust.
Okay.
My mom's been a friend of Dawn for since Dawn's son Henry was alive, but sadly, Henry died at the age of 4 due to cancer. But his last wish was to help other children and other, not only children, but adults as well with cancer. So my mom's knew Dawn basically since Henry was alive. And yeah, then Dawn said to my mom, we're gonna put Owen into the charity. So I was like, so yeah, I've been part of that pretty much my whole life.
Oh, that's
And
great.
just this year, I was like, I'm not gonna be that for my 16th birthday. I'm like, I'm not gonna be that typical teenager. Barely any presents. I'm gonna start fundraising this year, raising money for the Henry Allen Trust.
That's fantastic. And that is, we don't see enough of that attitude and that spirit. So I think that it's to be commended. Oh, and I'm proud of kind of the mindset that you took there. And it's, I think there's something to be said within this group, group of fans as well, as far as people that are self-starters and trying to, do something. And it could be, as you're just to be a fan, you've got to be a bit of a self-starter and collect all the different, tools and gear and the whole kit. And by the way, we don't say kit in the United States, and I get real jealous when I hear folks in the UK say it, because it makes it, it's, I just like to refer to that, because I think we just call it the gear, or soft goods. But I know that's a military term out there. If I or when you're wearing, like a soccer player, or soccer, can I sound more American for you? Football players, that's their kit, right? When their uniform and all that, they call that the kit, right? Okay, just making sure for those of us in the States that are ignorant to how the motherland says things, I want to make sure that I'm providing a little bit of guidance there, as poor as it is. But so your 16th birthday, you say you make a declaration that you'd like to, focus on giving back. And is there, what's your mindset there? Is there, do you have a certain time frame that you're looking for? Do you have a specific fundraising goal? How are you going about this?
It basically started on my birthday that we decided to do a at my party we decided to do a raffle, which surprisingly Ghostbusters raffle, which that money would and our goal for the Henry Allen Trust was £1,000, and from February to now we've raised £1,400 just for the Henry Allen alone.
Oh, that's incredible. That is incredible. And do you have a website, or is any place that if people listening to this?
It's basically on my Facebook giving back page. I believe there's a link on my Cadet Wilkes and his crew to and I believe there's a link to the Just Give It page. And yeah.
Gotcha. Okay, I will. I'm going to check that out after our show, and if I can post to the Why We Bust page to share that link as well. I'd like to make sure that people have an opportunity to.
I've also decided that I'm going to do a skydive as well.
Really? You just can't stop. So talk
No.
about this. Where is this idea coming from?
Basically, I've seen this 101-year-old lady on the news about, and she did skydiving for cancer. And I was like, I need to do this. And then my mom, this was last year. No.
Yeah, I'm gonna say,
Yeah, last
Gemma,
year.
how are you feeling about this?
Yeah, I'm all for it. We don't stop him. If he wants to try something, we let him try it. So yeah, I'm certainly not going up in the plane and jumping out the plane with him, but if he wants to do it, yeah, all for it.
Yeah.
Oh, and you are a lucky boy to have people that support you like that, and that's fantastic. Because I'll tell you, I'm not getting up in that plane. I have to ask more about the skydiving though. Is there any apprehension to getting up there, or are you just ready for it? Ready to go?
I'm ready for it. I'm not afraid of it. But yeah, so hopefully that might be planning in October. Hopefully. Okay. October this year. So yeah.
That's fantastic.
My friends literally call me the daredevil because I literally tell them like things that I've done in my life. Mm-hmm. Like I've been up the I've been to Wales on a camp up the Brecon Beacons. I've mm-hmm. been literally up the Shard on the London Eye, mm-hmm. on Tower Bridge. All sorts, and they're pretty high, so
yeah,
I'm not afraid.
You're
so
not getting me up there.
If I could go up on those if I could go up on those places, I could do skydiving. So yeah.
Well, where does that come from? Where do you get this confidence to face obstacles like that and just smile in their face?
Basically, I've just put like happy thoughts in my mind, like, yeah, this is gonna be fine, just mm-hmm. do it, and then it just does, and then I just do yeah. it.
But that's the attitude to take, because I think that's I've always been a bit on the I didn't go on a roller coaster until I was a teenager. I couldn't get myself to go on any carnival rides, roller coasters. I was always
that was with me.
We have, going to break.
Yeah, we have this amusement park. It's a couple of hours drive, but called Drayton Manor, and it has this like log flume ride, and I would always go on it with my dad. But mm-hmm. the one time my dad didn't go, I went on it, and I was literally going around the corner, almost up to the big drop. And I saw the staff member in the booth. I was like, can I get off? And the time I said that, we were already going up. I was like,
too late. Yeah. No looking back. Yeah, no, I was on one of those log flume rides at Disney World as a kid, and it traumatized me. It took a while for me to go back, but that's fantastic, and I know that you have been gaining some steam. Are you noticing people recognizing you as you show up to events?
Definitely. It's been random people coming up to me like, I follow you on Facebook. Like, I just recently went to Manchester Comic Con, and the voice actor of Scooby from Scooby-Doo 1 and 2, the movies.
Yeah.
And he did the Q&A. And I literally went up to Mike and I said, I'm Cadet Wilkes. And he was like, I follow you. I'm like, mm-hmm. So, yeah.
It's an amazing thing, social media here. But I think inspire people with your story, and you had mentioned earlier in the podcast that you have been overcoming the obstacles that are involved with Noonan syndrome, and that is that's a fight. That is nothing easy. From I don't know firsthand, but I was doing some research ahead of the show. Are you willing to share at all some of the what you've been able to overcome to do all of these things that you're blowing everybody away with today?
I've actually had a pretty complicated life. Basically, I've had 16 operations.
Wow.
So, with all complications, heart, yeah. I had a squint in my left eye. I had problems with my hearing, all sorts. I had problems with indigestion, so I get thrown up a lot. So I'd have an operation on my stomach, so I now can physically no longer throw up. So, but I also have a chest infection, which is even worse. When I still have the retrofits, but it's like 2 to 3 minutes of agony. Yeah.
Oh my gosh. That's so much. And also, you know, Owen, I want to commend, you know, your family and your mom. There's a lot to, you know, to go through as far as, you know, being a support person too. You're going through all that with them. So just the fact that you have the energy to go out and do what you're doing is really something that that is inspirational, because this is, you know, this is not easy, putting on all this gear and lugging it around and taking pictures with people, walking in parades. Like that's exhausting for those of us that are not, you know, battling you know, through everything that you are. So I want to commend you there and let you know you're inspiring a lot of folks with just the attitude, the positive attitude that you've had, and the fact that you're so focused on giving back to others as well. And so kudos to you on that, and we just want you to make sure you're taking care of yourself and not overdoing it. But you know, what's ahead for you? So we've got the skydiving. What happens at the end of the year, of your 12-month fundraising? You know, what's next for you?
Don't know yet, but there is one thing that I've imagined. But here we have this. It's radio podcast called Three Counties Radio.
Okay,
and I've just been nominated as a Young Heroes Award.
Oh, fantastic. Congratulations.
So I haven't won yet, but in September is when the award ceremony is. So don't know. The funniest part is when I heard like the announcements of the names of Young Heroes, I literally listened to it. I was like, I heard every name. I was like, I'm the only boy. out of the four people, I'm the only boy. I'm like,
yeah,
this is gonna be fun.
Do you think that gives you an advantage or disadvantage in the whole thing?
I don't know. I'm just gonna put that off my mind. Like, right. This is just gonna be fun. I'm just gonna walk in and just be normal and just hope for the best.
Yeah, well, I will say, you know, there's a lot that goes into those awards things too, but the fact that you're being recognized like that is that's the real accomplishment, and I hope it gives you encouragement to continue on and doing what you're doing, and it's I'm looking forward to hearing what you have, and I will like to extend the invitation if when you you know, figure out what you would like, you know, 17 and that whole year to be, you know, let us know if there's anything we can do to help make sure that we're at it, shining a little bit of light on what you're hoping to do. We want to help spread the word on our side. And even if it's not a full show, if you just want to, you know, hop on for 5 or 10 minutes, if you can stay up late again.
Yeah.
I'm not staying up till 1, but I appreciate you doing that. But you're always welcome to hop back on our show and let us know how we can help support what you're doing.
Yeah.
On that front. But so with it all, you've done and seen so much in a short period of time as a Ghostbusters fan. You know, what is your favorite? Do you have a favorite moment? Do you have something that stands out to you as, you know, as the pinnacle so far of your fandom?
Definitely meeting McKenna, but also trying to not complicate things with all the freebies that I'm getting.
Yeah, you certainly have your fair share there. Is that Bill Murray?
That's the fire chief from the new film.
Oh yeah. And I think I saw, because he's,
and I've also got a police officer.
That's fantastic. Now he's been over at Ghostbusters Day a couple times. Is that where that was signed?
It was sent to me for my birthday. So.
Oh, fantastic!
Yeah,
well, that's exciting. Yeah, that's. I'm a little jealous of what you've been able to accomplish at the age of 16 already.
I also did have a pin board full of patches, but let's say that I had a little incident with the dog. Now I have all my patches that were on my board in this book.
Do you have a Windy City patch? A Windy City Ghostbusters patch?
Not yet.
All right, we'll send you one. you'll get one as a thank you gift for coming on the show.
I'll send you one of my ones. That's where we're at.
That would be fantastic.
I'd love to have that.
Well, thank you very much. I'll send ours in a return envelope for you.
Yeah,
that would be great. But you know, this has been a. I know it's very late for you, and we've gone a little bit longer. I told you we talked for 25 or 30 minutes, and we're going on 40 here. So I want to just thank you very much for your time and your energy, and please do know if people around the world are paying attention to what you're doing. And I don't want to scare you, but people around the world are paying attention to what you're doing. But we're all very impressed, and we're encouraged by what you're doing. And I think you're helping folks, motivate themselves to go and do a little bit more as well. So there's little ripples of positivity that you're causing without even realizing it. And so I want to thank you on behalf of all the different Ghostbuster franchises out there that see what you're doing. And when you turn 18, are you keeping it solo? Is there a franchise that you're looking at joining possibly, or how's that going to work with you?
Ox and Bucks,
Ghostbusters.
Okay.
And self-identity.
I'm sure you can become an ambassador member. We have folks that belong to different franchises, and we call them ambassador members as well. I think anybody would be lucky to include you in their group. So I do want to congratulate you there. Now, have you been able? How does it work with? I keep wrapping it up, and then I have another question for you, so I apologize. But with the Ghostbusters Give Back program, have you been able to reach out and see if that's anything that you're able to take part in with this?
Do you want me to talk?
Yeah, you go.
I contacted them because it's very much all the information is the America group rather than American groups.
Yes.
Unfortunately, legally, this year they can't include any of the international groups. But they've said they're certainly following Owen's progress and things, and they've said hopefully maybe next year, once they've had a bit of more time with all the legalities, they might be able to include the international groups. So we're just waiting to hear. So I think they've said they will try and send him out at least the taking part patch for his collection.
Oh, that's great. Yeah, I know.
But yeah, we've had contact with Eric Reich anyway. He helped us with the raffle when we have held the raffle for his birthday.
He said he's going to send us like a couple of things. We didn't expect a big box of Ghostbusters stuff.
Isn't he great? Eric is just the most generous person, and I think we're all very lucky that he's at the helm right now with the Ghostbusters franchise. Oh, really?
That's where I got my hat.
Fantastic! That is great. Well,
my mom said you could add two things. So I've also another thing is at the fire station at Hook and Ladder, I actually Chris from Solid Sea Guys, I said to him, can you send what can you when you go to New because he went to New York, he's I told him, can you take one of my patches? So I officially have one of my patches.
Oh wow.
I'm on the board.
That's great. That is great. You have done you have accomplished in what, a year? What you know, other folks have been working for, you know, a decade or more. So that's it's fantastic. And please, you know, keep it up. Good luck on that skydive. I think we're all going to be following you on social media, and I expect some sort of pictures or video from that. But will that take place? When's that skydive? Do you have a date?
Hopefully in October. We're meeting up with Dawn on Friday to discuss it.
Great. Okay. Well, we will
hopefully this. Hopefully October this year, if not possibly next year, October.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, that's I just can't wrap my head around jumping out of an airplane.
It's only 15,000 feet.
Oh, all right. If it was 20, no. But it's all the same after the first 5,000. But well, I think that's great, and I want to thank you so much for your generosity of staying up and working with us live here in the Chicago time zone. If anybody would like to see more about what Owen is doing, please follow Cadet Wilkes and his crew on Facebook, and we are also post something up on the Why We Bus podcast. I'll find that link that's on your page and make sure that we post that up if anybody would like to donate to your cause. You've done an incredible job so far. I'd like to
thank you for having me.
It is really a pleasure. So thank you for everything that you're doing. And if you have any final words, or are we good to wrap it up?
I just want to say thank you to the community, and for if there's Ghostbusters listening, just want to say keep on busting.
Can't say better than that. So for this edition of Why We Bust, my name is Patrick Calvert. You have been listening to Cadet Wilkes, and what an inspiration. You're making us all look bad with how how much you're doing so far. So I want to thank you very much, and I want to thank everybody for tuning in on Facebook, on YouTube, on Twitch, or any of the podcast networks that you're listening to. Please do follow the Why We Bust podcast if you're interested in donating to Cadet Wilkes' cause. Please take a look there shortly after this broadcast. I'll post a link so you can donate. But until next time, I don't think I have a sign off. It's been a little while since I've done this. I thought I just pitched it as if my brain was going to come up with a cool sign off phrase, but I guess all we'll I keep say, on busting.
All I can say is I can finally go to sleep.
We'll end there. Thank you so much, everybody, and
thank you for listening to another episode of Why We Bust. See you guys next time when we look at another Ghostbuster and find out what makes them tick.
Memoriam Development. Memoriam Development.